Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The domestic economy in Ireland will remain ticking along nicely, with modified domestic demand set to be at 2.5% this year. Unemployment is set to pick up a little bit next year, but it's all clouded by the global macroeconomic perspective. That's the view of AIB in its latest economic snapshot. The report expects GDP here to soar, then fall notably next year, while consumer spending is set to moderate a little bit in 2026. And David McNamara is the AIB's chief economist and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Joe.
I presume you wrote this report before the 50% tariff threat applied by Trump on Friday.
We went to print before Friday, but things move very quickly in the current environment, Joe.
What kind of assumptions did you make, out of curiosity, when it comes to this global tariff war that we are in at the moment, when you write these reports?
Our key underpinning assumption is that tariffs will land higher than they were in January 2025, before President Trump was inaugurated. Our assumption in our report,
they were
here,
zero. In
they the were start. Essentially zero.
Yeah,
yeah. There were some tariffs which had survived from the Biden and the previous Trump.
2 or 3%. Yeah.
But our assumption was around they would settle around 10%, and I think that seems to be where, I think, markets or forecasters are moving towards, that there will be a baseline of in and around 10%. Mm. But we say in the report there are obvious risks both sides of that. There could be an upside risk. There could be a deal with the European Union, or we could be in a worse position. So it's a very uncertain backdrop, and very different to when I last spoke to you about our report back in October for our last economic outlook.
Yeah. I don't know whether you heard our interview with Leonie McCann from Irish Life. Mm. We were basically saying there's not much we think the European Union can do to give a Trump this, unqualified success. But he will declare victory either way. Anyway, has the economy been distorted, do you think, by the rush by pharma companies to get exports into the United States before the tariff wall went up?
Yeah, we're already seeing the impact of tariffs. Typically, when we talk about GDP, we try to downplay GDP. And I in the report, I focus on modified domestic demand. But actually, GDP is giving a signal about what's happening in the world at the minute. So pharmaceutical companies and other exporters are getting as much product across the Atlantic as quickly as they can. Exports are up 50%, our goods exports, in the first quarter. We expect that will impact GDP. GDP rising by over 5.5% this year. And then you'll
reach number.
And then you'll reach a cliff edge. We've seen it in the recent
past. And then fall
past
by 6.8% or something next year.
Indeed. So that's why we try to focus on, while GDP is giving us a signal, we focus on modified domestic demand, which strips out some of that volatility. And as you said, slowing to about 2.5% this year, 2% next year. Still robust in a European context, but slower.
Slightly below inflation. If inflation is at 2.2%, growth will be slightly below that, if what you say comes true.
Slightly, yes. And it's below the pace of growth that we've become accustomed to, of around 3%. And that's driven by, obviously, the uncertainty. But how does that feed through to the domestic economy? Likely to see businesses maybe just hold off on investment. Consumers, we've seen this in the recent past, when you have periods of uncertainty, they react by potentially saving a little bit more.
Hoarding.
And hoarding money and not spending as much as they would have done. So still robust growth in the European context, but just like we're seeing with other forecasters across the world, we're expecting weaker growth on the back of this tariff uncertainty.
Oh, that's interesting. And would you say that the Irish balance sheet is ready and able to withstand a major tariff war? Let's say if, for example, this 50% thing is, you know, is introduced. Mm. We now know it's kind of parked until July the 9th. But let's say it goes ahead. Is the Irish balance sheet strong enough?
Yeah, so we have a piece, our in-focus piece this time around, which is, ask the question, could we weather a shock, a tariff or an FDI shock? Because the shock could come in many different forms. And to look at the resilience that we've built up, we look at the national balance sheet. So the assets and the liabilities of the households, corporates and government. Mm. And what we see is that actually we've built up significant resilience. So I think this is the positive point here. Over the past 5 years, we're in an even better position than we were heading into the pandemic. Households have built up more savings. They've less debt on their balance sheet.
They've definitely deleveraged since the financial crisis.
Deleveraged significantly. Similarly in the corporate sector. And then the government has built up these new sovereign wealth funds. We estimate the difference.
Though they are very much in the foothills.
In the foothills, but you have to give them credit for building those provisions up. So you've got roughly 3 to 4 years, we calculate, of excess corporation tax receipts. So the conclusion in the report is that, yes, we could weather a short-term shock. The question is whether it's a more structural long-term shock. Then you're into a more kind of fundamental debate about what the next industrial strategy is. Mm.
Do you get a sense that a lot of the corporates, when they're looking at this tariff war thing, might decide to appear to move towards America, but might sit on their hands for 3.5 years and wait out the presidency?
It remains to be seen. I mean, we track, obviously, the US companies who are based here quite closely in terms of what they're doing, what their sales are, how they're trending, because that impacts on our economy. And you have seen some announcements from very large US multinationals in pharmaceutical space and others that they are looking to invest in their home country. But when you think about it, if we move towards a multipolar world, Joe, they'll always need a base in Europe. They'll need a base in the US. And they're unlikely to uproot themselves from the Irish economy. So they may become less profitable in the longer term, maybe export less back to the US, but they'll always need a base, and Ireland will remain a good base for those companies.
And of course, thus far, we haven't heard anything about pharma and tariffs.
We're waiting. There is a US investigation from the Department of Commerce into the pharmaceutical sector, and we're expecting there will be some form of tariffs. And then we're also watching closely US tax reform, which could be very, very important for us.
The big, beautiful bill that's going to add $3.5 trillion to the American debt mountain.
Indeed. So we're watching that closely.
Dave, thank you very much for coming in. That is David McNamara there, the Chief Economist with AIB. That's it for now. Don't forget you can hear all our items on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.